This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Adolescent suicide rates rising across Americas, PAHO warns of prevention urgency. Suicide among young people is accelerating across the Americas, according to a warning issued by the Pan American Health Organization, PAHO, the regional office of the World Health Organization, WHO. The organization has called for urgent investment in evidence-based prevention strategies to reverse what it describes as a troubling trend among adolescents and young adults. Urgent regional alert, PAHO identifies rising adolescent and young adult suicide rates across Americas as public health priority, May 2026. Crisis amid economic strain and social fragmentation. According to the PAHO alert issued on 20th of May 2026, multiple factors are driving the upward trajectory of suicides among young people. Economic instability, social isolation, and limited access to mental health services create a particularly challenging environment for adolescents facing developmental vulnerabilities. The organization emphasizes that this rise is not inevitable, but reflects systemic failures in prevention infrastructure. The Americas region, spanning from Canada to Argentina, encompasses countries with vastly different healthcare resources. Yet PAHO reports similar upward trends in youth suicide rates across the region. Prevention barriers, insufficient funding, and service gaps. According to PAHO, the critical challenge is a persistent gap between evidence-based prevention strategies and their actual implementation. Evidence-based interventions, including school-based mental health programs, gatekeeper training, and crisis hotline services, exist and are proven effective in multiple settings. However, resource constraints mean that many countries in the region operate with fragmented services, insufficient trained personnel, and minimal funding for population-level prevention. PAHO has called for governments to treat adolescent mental health as a core public health function, not a peripheral service. Actionable pathways, integration, and early detection. PAHO's alert emphasizes that reversing this trend requires multi-sector action. Primary care systems must be strengthened to identify at-risk youth early. Schools need trained staff to recognize warning signs and connect students to support. And digital platforms can extend crisis response beyond traditional clinic hours in remote areas. Family and community-based interventions, tailored to local cultural contexts, also show promise in reducing suicidal behavior. The region's diversity means no single intervention will work uniformly. Yet PAHO identifies common elements that form a robust prevention framework: universal screening in schools and primary care, accessible crisis lines, evidence-based psychotherapy, and safe access restrictions to means of suicide. Success requires sustained political commitment and cross-sector collaboration between health, education, and social welfare ministries. Suicide among adolescents and young adults is rising across the Americas, requiring urgent investment in evidence-based prevention strategies, mental health workforce expansion, and integrated school and primary care screening. Pan American Health Organization, PAHO, 20th of May 2026. Key takeaways: PAHO reports adolescent and young adult suicide rates are rising across the Americas, signaling a critical mental health crisis, requiring urgent governmental and health system response. Major prevention barriers include insufficient mental health workforce, inadequate funding, fragmented services, and limited crisis intervention capacity in many countries across the region. Evidence-based interventions, including school mental health programs, primary care screening, gatekeeper training, and crisis hotlines, exist and are proven effective but remain underfunded and poorly implemented at scale. Reversing the trend requires multi-sector action. Universal screening in schools and primary care, accessible crisis lines, culturally tailored family interventions, and safe means restriction strategies. Frequently asked questions: why is adolescent suicide rising across the Americas? According to PAHO, multiple drivers are converging: economic instability, social isolation, limited mental health access, and insufficient early detection systems in schools and primary care. PAHO emphasizes that suicide risk reflects a failure of prevention systems to identify and support vulnerable young people before crisis occurs. What interventions does PAHO recommend? PAHO endorses multi-level prevention, universal mental health screening in schools and primary care, gatekeeper training teachers, coaches, and healthcare workers to identify at-risk youth, accessible crisis lines, evidence-based psychotherapy, family support, and restriction of access to means of suicide. Success requires sustained funding, workforce development, and cross-sector coordination. The PAHO alert represents a turning point, explicit acknowledgement that adolescent suicide in the Americas is a preventable crisis. The region now faces a clear choice: invest urgently in evidence-based systems now, or accept continued preventable deaths among young people. Source: Suicide Among Adolescents and Young Adults on the Rise in the Americas. PAHO warns of urgent need for prevention,